This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, pet lovers. Welcome to Best Pets for Pets. I'm your show host, Michelle Fern. And, you know, if there's anything that I love, you guys know I love dogs. I greatly miss Mr. Zusi. I'm just such a dog lover, but I love doing puzzles, all kinds of puzzles. I think it's a great way to stimulate your brain and to learn things, and I just have such an affinity for it. My guest today combined both, so I am over the moon, excited to talk with her and share her book with you. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to welcome Deborah Simon. She is the author of Dog Lovers Activity Book. Welcome, Deborah.
Hi, Michelle. Thanks for inviting me.
I'm very excited to have you on. So before I ask I want to know what inspired you to create the Dog Lovers Activity Book, but can you share your background with us?
In terms of dogs or in terms of profession?
Both.
Oh, okay. Well, I am a dog person. Ever since I was a little girl, I wanted to have a dog. Unfortunately, there were no dogs allowed in my house. But when I met my husband and he heard that I'd always wanted a dog, he immediately said, well, then let's go get one. To tell you the truth, I didn't even know how you go about that. But he had grown up with 7 different dogs. So he took me to the animal shelter in Durham, North Carolina, where we were living. And that's where we found our first rescue dog, Tubbs. And over the years, we've had many dogs, as many as 3 at a time.
Wow. I think that's a wonderful story. And, you know, you got to love a partner that hears you want a dog and it's like, let's go do it. You know, that says a lot. What about you're an author. Have you written in the past or is this the first time?
Oh, no. I have been working for national magazines and news services since I was, 18 years old. My work has appeared in the Wall Street Journal, 17 Magazine, Adweek, Thomson Reuters, the Miami Herald, the Hartford Current, the Financial Times. And I'm the founder, editor, and publisher of Carolina Woman Magazine, which is now celebrating more than 3 decades. You can find us at www.carolinawoman, that's woman with an A, .com.
Well, thanks for sharing your background with us. So what inspired you to create the Dog Lovers Activity Book?
Well, my dogs and all the joy and fun they bring to my life. And I thought that if I could come up with activities that people could do, could enjoy, and perhaps even share with their dog, with their family, it would be great. So there are things in the book, New Leash on Life, Doggy Dreamin', Am I a Dog Whisperer, Doggolingo, Bon Appetit, Nuts About Mutts. So it's just lots and lots of fun.
Well, we're going to get more into the book, but you'd mentioned that your dogs led you to write the book. You mentioned Tubbs. What are some of the other dogs that have inspired you in your life to write the Dog Lovers Activity Book?
Oh, thanks for asking. I love saying great things about all my dogs, you know, some of whom I have gone over the Rainbow Bridge. My first dog, Tubbs, was what we called a snickerdoodle, a mix of schnauzer, terrier, and poodle, all from the shelter. He was little, about 23 pounds. Then we had Lily, who was a black, shaggy dog who looked like a Bouvier. She was big. Delancey, another big black shaggy dog who looked like a Portuguese water dog. And then we had Rivington, also like a 60-pound Schnauzer Terrier mix. And finally, Samson was a 100-pound Great Pyrenees. He passed away 2 years ago at the ripe old age of 15, which is really, you know, old for a 100-pound dog.
Yes, for a dog that big, that is a long time.
Yeah, his last 2 years, we called it doggy-assisted living. And my husband, who I told you about, would buy 90 pounds of chicken every month and make him chicken and rice from scratch. And that's what he ate the last years of his life. That was on the veterinarian's recommendation. And now we foster dogs through Paws New England. Our guests have included Brownie, a chocolate lab, who was our dog when I wrote the book. In fact, he wrote the introduction. And then we and Millie, a Great Pyrenees mix, and both have found their forever homes.
So Brownie was a foster.
Yes, Brownie and Millie were both fosters. And it's something I love doing now. Ever since Samson passed, that's what we have been doing is fostering. And it's just a wonderful way to help animals.
You know what? We're going to talk about your book. But if you were to share something to our listening audience, you know, they're pet lovers, you know, fur babe lovers, about fostering, to if someone has thought, well, I don't know if it's for me, whatever, what would you tell them?
Well, I've heard a lot of people say that, like, I can't imagine falling in love with a dog and then giving the dog up. But when you realize that you could do this for a succession of dogs, basically save their lives and help them find their forever homes, it just grabs you somehow. And when you see each time I've delivered my foster dog to their new home and their new pet parents, and it's just been wonderful and heartwarming. It's always been to just lovely people. And it's just great to see how the foster dog who I love is now going to be in this very loving home with wonderful people.
Oh, thank you for sharing that. Okay, let's talk about your book. So you told us a little bit about the activities, but let me ask this. Why did you decide to have like a lot of different activities in your book? Are you a puzzle person?
Well, I just thought it's a great way for anybody from, you know, technically it's in the adult category of books, but it's fun for the whole family. So I imagine little kids enjoying the book with their parents. I imagine adults having great time doing the mazes, the word finds, the puzzles, really everything. And there's lots of information there. But it's not a dry book. It's a book that it embraces the love and the joy and the fun we have with our dogs. And it's just all part of that.
Well, one thing I loved is that there are so many types of activities. Like you said, there's word search, there's mazes, there's fill-in, there's tips about, there's not tips, but celebrities and their dogs, pairing them. What am I forgetting? Because it's not my book, it's yours. I perused it. But the puzzles in their book are just so much fun.
Oh, it's just great. Let's see, the puzzles, like you said, there are fill-ins, like fill in the blanks. There are quizzes. There are match games. There's Mad Libs, word finds, the mazes, like you said. There's even pages where you can color things in. There are pages where it's a, can you tell the difference between these two pictures? And it's really funny because it's when the puppy first came to the house and the house is just destroyed. And then the puppy is an older dog. And of course, by then, everything's all organized and lovely. So I love those. Plus, just so much more.
Well, thank you for sharing that. So let's talk again about something you brought up. Your book is educational as well as entertaining. So, I mean, that's a hard thing to do, to make something educational, but also entertaining. And it's educational besides one past the fact that the puzzles are educational. You know, doing puzzles are great for your mind, for adult minds, for young minds, all minds, children's minds. But what made you to decide to make it so educational?
Because I'm a journalist. And I combined my two loves, which is information and providing, you know, information to people that's, you know, valid and authentic and things that's actionable and they could really use with their dogs. And making that information fun is also kind of who I am as a personality, because I like to have a good sense of humor and have lots of fun. But that's what we joke. That's why I keep my husband around, because he's, you know, good for a good time. And, you know, it's a, this was a way to put it all together. My abilities as a reporter and a writer, as well as my love of dogs and sense of fun.
Okay, we're going to take a short break and we will be right back.
Real people, real stories.
Our little dog developed this lymph problem. But the chemotherapy lasted for 6 months, started developing more lymph nodes. So I thought I'd just try carnivore. The lymph nodes started to go down. Then I took him into the vet to have him checked out, and there was no signs at all inside.
My cat had issues that developed in his eye. And 3 months later, my veterinarian said, let's go ahead and remove the eye. I heard the carnivore on advertising. So I said, you know what? I'm going to order this product. They did the procedure. They did all the tests. And they said, I don't know what you did. This product saved his eye.
I've got a Labrador. He could hardly lift herself up off the floor. The treatment was chemotherapy. That's when I said, this could be the ticket. About 3 weeks, you could tell she was very alert. She was going on 5 mile walk. She is just like prime again.
Call 866-836-8735. That's 866-836-8735. Or visit carnivore.com. That's CARNIVORA.com.
Use promo code PETLIFE at checkout for 15% off your order at carnivora.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking to Deborah Simon. She is the author of Dog Lovers Activity Book. So we talked about your book in the first half and about yourself. Now, let me ask this. There's people that are usually crossword or word search, usually one or the other. Which one are you?
I'm a Scrabble person. So I guess you would say puzzles. I also play words with friends and really just about anything you can do with words. I'm a writer, so that's the way it is.
I agree. I have affinity for reading and I have a thing for words. Writing, when I retire, I plan to write a book. That's my goal. Let's also, one other thing when I was going through the puzzles, I thought, you know, this could really inspire people to maybe foster or adopt dogs. What do you think?
Well, so much of, and, you know, people who are dog people, whether they have purebred dogs or whether they adopt dogs, are dog people. So this book, I think, works for either set of people. I do have to say, because all of our dogs have come from rescues, a lot of this really does have a lot to do with, you know, adopting a dog from a shelter. But we do have some things about, I think we have one called Breed All About It, where it talks about the different breeds. But besides that, much of this has to do with just, you know, everyday dogs and your own dog and how you love them, no matter where they came from.
I love it. And the thing is, too, when you think about shelters, I mean, a lot of people that are not familiar with shelters don't understand that there's all kinds of dogs, and there's also rescues that are breed specific. There's greyhound rescues. There's all kinds of rescues, and you never know what breed or mix. I like Mutt. That's my favorite.
Mutt is my favorite breed too. But I'll tell you, my dog Samson, my last dog who was not a foster, we got him from the Great Pyrenees Rescue, and the reason we did was very interesting. We lived out in the country in North Carolina, and coyotes were attacking our two big dogs, and there was really nothing we could do to stop it. And I looked up, like, who or what are the enemies of the coyote? And I realized that the Great Pyrenees as a breed is the enemy of the coyote. So we found a Great Pyrenees rescue and we adopted one. And from the second we had Samson, we could hear the coyotes howling in the woods, but they never again came back to our house.
Oh, that is a great story. Wow.
Yeah. And then also, like I said, I mean, Delancey very much looked like a Portuguese water dog, even though we got her from the Durham Animal Shelter. When I would take her to, say, you know, a PetSmart type of place, people who were breeders of Portuguese water dogs would stop me and start talking to me about my Portuguese water dog. And when I would say, oh, well, she's really a mutt, they would say, no, that is definitely a Portuguese water dog. So she, again, was adopted from the animal shelter. So you really never know what you'll find at the animal shelter. And from the rescues, you clearly know that you're getting one of those dogs.
You know, you're so right, because when my first dog passed, it was right before a hurricane, and I was living alone. I was just so lonely, and I was looking for, I like border collies, but mixes. So my goal was a border collie mix. Mutt's okay, but border collie mix. When I found Mr. Zeus, he's named Zeus because I got him right before Hurricane Wilma, and I didn't want to name him Fred. So I picked him up Sunday morning, right before the shelter closed down for the duration of the storm. And that night, we went through the hurricane together. I thought he was a border collie mix. Turns out he was flat hair retriever, maybe some border collie, and who knows what else. Best dog ever. He's gone, you know, another Rainbow Ridge pooch. But, you know, they share such intense love in our lives that even though it's so difficult, so difficult to lose them, it's all worth it. And adopting out of shelters and rescues is definitely the way to go. Okay, so let's get back to your book. Were there any activities while you were creating your book that you just decided this one's not going to work, that did not make the cut? Can you share that with us?
Yeah, and actually, it's kind of funny. It was something I never considered. This book is going to be released not just in the United States, but in the United Kingdom. So British English is sometimes different than American English.
Right.
So this book originally was supposed to be called Color Me a Dog Person. But color in the United States is spelled C-O-L-O-R. Color in England is spelled C-O-L-O-U-R. So the entire title of the book had to be changed so that it could be released in both countries.
Wow. So it wasn't quite an activity, but it was the entire title had to be changed.
Yes, and thank goodness there's such great editors at Quarto Publishing, which is publishing the book. They managed to change everything that had to be changed, and I didn't have to do anything. Yay.
That's always a yay. Oh, the editors out there are amazing. So let's talk about Brownie. If Brownie could try the activity book, what do you think would be his favorite?
Well, I've got to let you know a funny story about Brownie. When Brownie came to us, he was 130 pounds and he was supposed to weigh 75.
Wow.
Yes. So whatever his situation was before he got to us through Paws New England, he apparently had been fed a lot of hot dogs. So I'll never forget, I asked the woman in charge of the fostering what was his goal weight. And she said, well, we just like to see a little definition around the hips. So,
gosh, I'm sorry. I'm trying to imagine from 70 pounds to 130. That's a lot of extra weight on a dog.
Yeah. You know, we laughed, but still.
Not funny, but I'm just trying to picture, like when you said a lot of hot dogs, he might look like one of my cats that looks like an armadillo.
Yeah, we were concerned he couldn't walk the 5 steps up to our house.
Oh,
but he made it. And we fed him exactly what we were supposed to feed him according to the bag, nothing more. If he wanted snacks, they were carrots. And we walked him and we took him out and we took him to the dog park and we did everything. And he lost 30 pounds while he was with us for the first, 2 months.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, and then it was really great because friends of mine would say, I'm going to move into your house because then I'll lose weight. And I explained to them, this does not work for people. It only works for dogs.
Well, people reduce their calories and exercise a lot.
Yeah, but in my house, only works for the dogs. Yeah.
So would Brownie's favorite activity be one that featured desserts in your book?
Well, he liked the one called Leading Dogs, where you match the celebrity with his or her dog. For example, we learn about the dogs of Khloe Kardashian and The Rock, plus many more. I think Brownie would have liked that a lot.
That's always fun. And it's always kind of surprising sometimes because some of these celebrities that you would think, you know, oh, they would like a little fluffy kind of a dog, and they have a, you know, just a dog that's the exact opposite. I have a lot of respect for that. There's a lot of celebrities too that do a lot for rescues and so forth. So good for them. Okay, in your book, what is your favorite activity? So there was one activity in your book that you could do over and over. What would it be?
Well, again, because I'm a writer, I have to tell you the Mad Libs. I love that the best because you get to fill in the story. And really, as you're filling it in, you're creating your story. So I like that a lot.
Okay, that's a lot of fun. This is a really entertaining book. And like we talked about in the first half, it's educational as well. I mean, it's really informative. I thought I knew a lot about dogs, but I learned a few things. So I did know a few things, but I learned a few things too. And I always really appreciate that when books can educate me, because I think learning is something that's never should end in your life. But what do you hope that readers of the Dog Lovers Activity book gain from the book?
I hope that they just have a lot of fun with the book and actually do the activities while in the presence of their dog, petting their dog, rolling around with their dog, just sort of taking the dog for a walk, sitting down on a bench and doing the activities so that it really includes the dog because that's what this is all about.
Well, I love your book. Now, do you think that you might have a second one out about cats?
Well, I would love to write it because I love cats too. And I have had cats in the past. My favorite cat was the cat who had no name, and that stayed his name. So I guess it's all up to Quarto Publishing, and they know where to find me.
Well, let's hope for that. So, Deborah, what is the best way for listeners to use the book?
Well, while the book is tons of fun and humorous, at its heart, I think it's an opportunity to reflect on the joy that pets bring into our lives. So it's great for you to just pick up on the way to the beach or a vacation or just have a fun thing to do on a Sunday or Saturday afternoon. The book is also great for gifts, and it's coming out November 11th. So that's a great time for holiday gifts. So I think people can use it in that way.
Well, I agree with you. Absolutely. So where can people find the Dog Lovers Activity book?
Well, luckily, it's available at all major book retailers, including Barnes & Noble, Amazon, bookshop.org, and more that you usually would buy a book from online. Also, I always encourage folks to shop at their local independent bookstores, and a bookstore can always order the book if they don't happen to already have it in stock.
Well, I want to thank you so much for coming on Best Bets for Pets and telling us all about the Dog Lovers Activity book. Search for it by author name. It's Deborah Simon, and it's Dog Lovers Activity book. Deborah, again, thank you so much for coming on Best Bets for Pets.
Thank you, Michelle. It was a pleasure.
Well, pet lovers, this is definitely a great book to get. It's by Deborah Simon. It's called Dog Lovers Activity Book. And there's just so many fun activities. Great for adults. Great for adults to do, but children as well. Great book.
I want to thank my guest, Deborah Simon, for coming on Best Bets for Pets. Thanks to everyone listening to Best Bets for Pets. I appreciate your listenership and loyalty. Thank you so much. And of course, thank you to my dogs in heaven, Mr. Zeusie, and my other babes, fur babes, and Mr. Nikki. And thanks to my cats, who sometimes remind me of dogs, which will help when I do the activities in the dog activity book. So thank you, Dennis, Charlotte, and Molly. And of course, a huge thank you to my producer, Mark Winter, for working his magic and making our show sound amazing. Now keep listening, because you never know what we'll have next on Best Bets for Pets.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.